Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, Alexandra Fernandez. Today, live in our studios with us, we have District 8 Kingston City Councilor of the Meadowbrook-Strathcona area, Councilor Jeff McLaren. Mr. McLaren attempts to address the housing crisis that our city faces by establishing more housing cooperatives here in the region. A news release published on Wednesday, March 15 states that he is seeking council approval to be appointed to the Development Board of Limestone City Cooperative Housing, a soon-to-be-incorporated not-for-profit housing cooperative. And so let's welcome Mr. McLaren onto CFRC 101.9 FM. How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Good. So can you tell us a little bit more about this housing cooperative initiative and what it would look like for the people living in it?
So I'm basically modeling it on Kingston Cooperative Homes, which is a cooperative in my district. It's about 37 years old. They just paid off their mortgage. And the people, when I went door to door there, were the long-term residents were very happy with how it's working out. So it seems that this would be an opportune time to do more similar co-ops like that. And since the federal and provincial government have promised lots of seed money, it's time to get the community together to build more. Part of the benefits of co-ops is that they're self-governed. So the people who live in them decide how they're going to run it. This is part of their own self-government. And since it's not for profit, there's no landlord that's going to be taking the profits out. So it stays within the community, and the community itself is able to reduce the costs of operating, because part of a co-op is that people volunteer a portion of their time, somewhere around 4 hours a month, to helping run the co-op. So if you're, for example, an electrician, you may help with electrical repairs. If you're an accountant, you might help with the bookkeeping. And just generally, you might want to just help clean up the place. This reduces the cost of operating, plus at the same time, you have lower levels of expenses because there's no profit being taken out.
Right.
So it's sort of a win-win for everybody. But one of the other things that I heard really that was really important to me was members of the co-op, long-term members of Kingston Cooperative Homes in my district, said that on occasion they may have lost their job. They can move it right away. The co-op will help them move to a rent geared to income model until they find a new job and then go back to their regular housing charges. What this means is that there's an internal safety net for the members should they encounter hard times, such as a loss of a job.
Mm-hmm.
So this seems to be a very win-win situation for everybody. And so we want more of them. And my hope is that we can build as many as we possibly can, as long as the money and the land is available.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of the funding, you said that there was funding already promised for this housing co-op. Can you tell us exactly where it's coming from and where you would hope that more comes from, I guess?
So it's not official yet because the co-op hasn't been officially incorporated
okay.
yet. But the federal and provincial governments have declared that they want to... there's a housing crisis in Canada, and they want to make housing help build housing. So they've promised lots of these kind of funds, and we're triaging funds right now, or sorry, grant applications for which ones are most likely to get something from them and which ones are the biggest ones. That's the plan going forward. So once we get incorporated, the next step is to start applying for these grants. But in between the incorporation and now, we are just triaging them and preparing how to write them.
Okay, awesome. Are there any sites already in mind for where the housing co-ops would be built?
No, unfortunately. That is the next conversation we will be having with the city. But so legally, having consulted with several lawyers and our integrity commissioner, it's important that, like, we're actually holding off the incorporation until after this council meeting because of legal advice.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be community run, but at the same time, if it's community run, there's no connection exactly with city council. So I'm that link. But in order to overcome the apparent conflict of interest,
mm-hmm.
legal scholars have said, put me on the board, buy council first, then incorporate. And that's what we're doing essentially.
Okay. And I guess you talked a little bit about this, but if there's a way to get more specific with it, how would the housing cooperative be set apart from, I guess, other new developments in the city that would make it more affordable for people? I know you touched a little bit about it, but can you just kind of elaborate maybe a little bit more if possible?
Yes. So there is a range of people within the city that can afford to pay more or less. So one of the things that we're hoping for is, well, we're going to set it up in this way, is that there will be people who can afford market rents. It'll be people who can afford, say, 80% of market or 60% of market, and then there will be some who can only afford rent geared to income.
Mm-hmm.
After we calculate how much it is to maintain and repair the co-op over its entire life cycle, we get a fixed figure, and then it'll change as inflation goes on. But that's the figure that we need to collect in housing charges. Now, if there are market housing that is greater than that, they can then offset the costs of anybody who would be paying less than that. That way, we don't make a profit, but those who can will support those who would not normally be able to afford the high rents in Kingston. So it sort of balances out within the co-op. And then, since everybody's permitting to is contributing a portion of their time, it reduces costs for everyone.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah, for sure. And you've been mentioning the rent geared to income model. Can you explain it a little bit more for people who may be unfamiliar with the concept and how that would
Certainly.
help people
So,
who are in a lower income situation with, having affordable housing?
yeah, so the current model that the city has, we are legislated to have 2003, I believe, housing units at rent geared to income. The way it's often done is the building owner agrees to this. The tenant pays their whatever they can. I believe it's like 30% of their income, and the city will pop up or top up the rest of it to the market value. So it's good for the homeowner, sorry, the apartment building owner. It's good for the actual tenant, but it comes from tax dollars, or sometimes it comes from grant dollars from the federal and provincial government. The problem with that is that they become more and more, or sorry, I guess, more stingy over time. So they're reducing those costs. By 2035, it's going to be reduced to zero. This is an unfunded liability that the city has. So if we can find a sustainable model, and this is where the co-op comes in, where you have market rights supporting non-market housing, then it's A, off the city books, but we can maintain that legislated requirement without it affecting the tax dollars. But because it's also nonprofit, it means that there is actually more money available to get it done. So the housing, the rent geared to income model that the city and the federal and provincial governments are working on right now is not sustainable for the city in the long run. The purpose of the co-op is thinking in the long run. We're talking like 30, 40, 50 years down the road. Will the conditions of federal and provincial government stinginess be affecting them? We want it not to be. Does that make sense? So, yeah, right now they're essentially going to cut it all off by 2035. So we need to find a way to maintain those funds coming in. And the best way is to have market rent, I believe, is to have market rents subsidize non-market rents rather than tax dollars. And by taxing, I mean income tax, because it's the federal and provincials who are often providing the funds for that. And if that is a shortfall there, it comes from the city tax funds, and we have the least amount.
And what are sort of the next steps in terms of this housing co-op? So you were saying that I guess to be incorporated would be next.
So tonight, I'm hoping that City Council will put me on. That'll clear the legal hurdles. Tomorrow, or the next day, depending on when I can get around to everybody's signature, we file the papers. It's through registered mail, and we have to get a money order to do that. I'm told it takes 7 to 8 weeks for the incorporation to go through. When we get that, we will start applying. But between those time, between like say tomorrow and when we get word that we've been incorporated, we will start the writing process for grants and the conversations with the city on where land is available immediately.
Okay, amazing. Thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to add about the cooperative housing plans that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
So I see this as the very first of one. We're learning a lot. So it took 6 weeks to get our legal house in order, but for the second co-op, that'll all be done. So we just repeat that process. So I'm hoping that when we get to a stage in this one where it's like we've got, say, the grant money, we've got the location, all that, then we start it again. We incorporate again, and have sort of a set of a whole bunch of co-ops going through a pipeline in various stages of development. Because I suspect that this money will that's coming from the federal and provincial government may not last forever. So we want to get as much of that as possible here in Kingston, because we do have a housing shortage. I mean, vacancy rates are incredibly low, so it's important that we build. And to be also clear, this is building for the whole range of housing, because we're short in everything. It's not just affordable housing that is short, medium housing, and we're not going to talk about high end because there's lots of that, but I guess medium to low to rent geared to income housing, essentially for the working person. They're finding it very hard to find housing, and that's where we are in the tightest supply. So it's important that we get that supply, and this is the best, I feel this is the best way, and as I'm going through, it's becoming easier. So the last 6 weeks that it took to get to this level,
mm-hmm.
it'll be done for the next one. It'll be, as soon as we're ready to go, those 6 weeks can be contracted down to zero.
Okay.
This first one, of course, will be the hardest one to get off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it should become easier and easier as we repeat the process.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.